Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this very special episode of Come for Supper, the Stay Home Edition. I'm Alexandra Dudley, food writer, podcaster, and serial dinner party host. But like most of us, I've been spending a lot more time at home and a lot more time in my kitchen. And it's made me wonder, what's everyone else up to? For the next few weeks, we'll be going into the homes, virtually of course, of some of my favourite cooks, creatives, writers and photographers to find out how they're spending their time during a global pandemic. TV tips, must-read books and store-cupboard recipes that will hopefully inspire some of us to have a little more fun while staying at home. I hope you enjoy this episode and thanks for listening. This week, I sit down with one of my favourite women on the gram. She's a lifestyle blogger, she's also a podcast host, and she was one of the co-founders of the original cult magazine, Betty Magazine. She's now blogging full-time, and she shares everything from fashion and interiors to food and travel. We share an obsession with jumpsuits and florals, and if ever you're feeling blue, she will undoubtedly make you feel pink. So, welcome to the studio, virtually, of course, Charlotte Jacqueline. How are you?
Thank you very much. Thanks for a lovely introduction. I've just closed my emails while you were doing it. I was like side-eyeing them to
get them out.
I've already WhatsApped my mum and dad and said recording podcast.
Please do not disturb.
Yeah, I mean, mum normally messages back going, okay, darling. And I'm like, no, just don't message back.
I've got everyone off the internet, so we're good. So blogging, being a mum, you're also a mum. I should have said that in the intro. Blogging, being a mum, content creation, podcasting, full-time job. Has that changed much for you in the last kind of global pandemic weeks that we've been in?
Yeah, it's changed slightly into actual organised chaos. Yeah, I had such a lovely routine before, and me and my husband keep talking about it, but we've worked so hard to get there, and it's not like it was perfect, but my daughter was at nursery 3 days a week, and I think those days, I remember when I first took her to nursery when she was, I don't know, just over one, and she went for 2 hours, and those 2 hours felt like 2 days, and then you like ramp it up and you ramp it up, and then 3 days kind of like still doesn't feel like enough, but I want to kind of have her at home because I have that choice to kind of be quite flexible with my work. But it's just, it sounds like it should be simple, like there's more adults than there are toddlers, but it's still not working. It's just chaos.
Quite creative though. I've seen you've made like incredible backdrops with a washing line. Is it a washing line and some florals?
Yeah, tablecloths. There's something about being creative, like in the midst of the chaos and the tantrums and the routine that we're miserably failing at. Like, I think when it all gets a bit much and we've had our walk, we've had snacks, we've done TV, like just having 10, 20 minutes to be creative, I've really found really therapeutic.
Yeah. You've done tie-dye as well, haven't you?
Oh my God, I'm obsessed.
I know. Tie-dye pants.
I have more sat here.
I love it.
I'm ready at the weekend. I'm going to do some avocado stone dyeing. I'm really excited. But there's just something about just having time to play that's really therapeutic.
Yeah. Have you found it like emotionally challenging at all? Because, you know, you're a sociable person, so.
This is like an extrovert's nightmare. I am like an extrovert who definitely needs to recharge her batteries. I'm mm-hmm. talking about myself in a third person, but for example, if I have like a really sociable couple of days, like I'll have to have like a really quiet day, but like this is killing me. Like my husband's no longer laughing at my jokes, like he's heard all of my stories, and you know, it is quite difficult. But obviously, you know, we're so privileged to have a house and we have a garden, so yeah. In terms of like it affecting our day-to-day life, obviously the schedule's out the window, but we don't actually see that many people anyway.
Yeah. It's definitely brought out my antisocial. Not, I am sociable, but I'm quite a hermit as well. I quite like not having to go out all the time.
Yeah, I love being at home. Like, I think, and especially as a freelancer, I love to torment myself like daily, like before this of, oh, you should be going for a walk. You should be doing this. Like, you should, I don't know. It was just a break. Yeah, exactly. Whereas now I'm like, well, you can't.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that's quite fun.
Stay home. Have you read or watched anything that's kind of served as a distraction? I feel like everyone's watched Tiger King and Baked Banana Bread.
Yeah, I've not watched Tiger King. I refuse to watch Tiger King. It looks like absolute shit.
Oh my gosh. I thought it was about tigers. It's not about tigers. It's about so much more. It is. I mean, it's pretty interesting, I've got to say.
I don't know. I'm not going to go on a rant about this, but like things get popular and I just don't get it. Like I'm not into crime dramas. I'm not into thrillers. I'm not into like... I don't know why people love to relive trauma on television. Like, yeah, I get it. True. It's like a psychological outlet, but I have no interest in Tiger King. My list is that I've been watching is... I mean, I'm sat here, like, bitching about Tiger King, but what I've been watching is hardly, like, highbrow BAFTA-winning TV. So I've watched Virgin River, which is...
Good. I love Virgin River.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad. I thought you were going to be like, what?
How good was it? It was so good.
It was just autumn in a film. And actually, it was a lot more dramatic than I thought it was going to be.
And also quite deep-rooted emotion stuff going on in there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So I really enjoyed that. I loved Quiz on ITV.
Oh, I love Quiz. Quiz was great.
Quiz was so good. I don't really watch terrestrial TV. Like, I'm signed up to, like, Now TV, Netflix, like, all of it. And I thought it was so, so good. It was such a...
Yeah.
I like the way they did it over three nights as well. I thought that was really good.
Yeah. It's not on anymore, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, is it?
No, I don't think it is. But I remember that very vague, like I remember his rugby shirt more than anything else. And I just thought it was absolutely fascinating.
Yeah. The guy who plays the presenter, the one who always sounds
Michael Sheen.
Yeah, Michael Sheen, who's like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? He always sounds like he's got a lot of money. He was great.
That's an exceptional impression. Who knew? So I've been watching that. I also finished The Life of Madam C.J. Walker on Netflix, which is really great. Is it four parts or six parts? But she is the first female millionaire. I don't know if she was the first... female black millionaire or she was the first female millionaire, but it's all about how her hair empire started. That's a really, really good watch. But I mean, I absolutely indulge in TV all the time anyway, so this is perfect for me, because like once our daughter's gone to bed, it's TV time. I haven't done any reading, I'm ashamed to say.
How old is your daughter?
She's 3 in 10 days.
Gosh, she's really young. I thought she was older for some reason. She was 5 or something.
She's quite tall, and like her sass and vocabulary is quite advanced.
I love it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So what's been happening in your kitchen? Have you been cooking together?
Yeah, we were in France when the lockdown started, because my boyfriend's... I keep saying boyfriend, sorry, we've not been married that long. My husband's parents, like, it's been their kind of retirement plan, so they sold the house, they moved to France. So we went to France. I mean, in hindsight, we probably shouldn't have gone, but it did actually work out okay, and anyway, I have those nice memories. So I panicked because the what we were getting in France was just like there was nothing on the supermarket shelves. Like it was just.
Yeah.
So I did a HelloFresh actually. So that kept us going for like the first couple of weeks, and I've just kind of cancelled it. And I feel like the supermarkets have kind of calmed down. I don't know if
it's
in London, but it's definitely in Lincolnshire. Like you can get quite a lot of things. So I've mainly been baking. I've been making Rosie Birkett's rhubarb and white chocolate blondes.
Oh my God. Her recipes are amazing. Full stop.
She's incredible. I've got some wild garlic on. This is so sad, but I really wanted to get some wild garlic, and we don't really live near anywhere that's Waking safe forward. To so for June's birthday I've ordered some edible flowers from the edible flower people, and they send wild garlic as well, so I can't wait for that order to come and make some pesto and some pasta. And then I've also on the sweet treat train been making the Anna Edit cookies. I don't know if you've tried those, but they're
not like the cute one, like funny icing animal ones, or are they
they're chocolate chip like Ben's cookies.
Yeah,
they're incredible. So we keep those in the freezer in a ball, and every now and again when it's like tonight's the night, we've been doing that. And then generally just been having like a lot of like brunchy things, because I don't know why we're not eating breakfast and lunch. It just seems by the time we've sorted everybody out and everyone's dressed, that's what I mean, I don't know why it's chaos. So we've been having like breakfast tacos and just like
yum breakfast tacos.
I don't know, just fun. Yeah, just like chucking everything in, like quick pickled onions, scrambled eggs, feta, peppers, sweet corn, just using up loads of stuff in the fridge. So
avocado.
Yes, so I can get those stones.
So have you got like a bit of a store cupboard recipe? Or I mean, pickled onions is a great one, like an easy pickled onion.
Yeah, but I'm really lazy. I use the Sarsen's pickle in 15 minutes.
Tell me about that.
Ellie Pear told me that to get the best pink pickles that you have to boil them for 60 seconds and it life really does like it. My eyebrows are like practically off the screen. Absolutely life changing. So just boil them for 60 seconds, and then before I use the Sarsen's pickle in 15, which is like pre-pickled and you just literally pour the whole bottle over them. I used to use like boiling water with a tiny bit of sugar to get it going, and then just loads and loads of vinegar. And people like to chuck loads of like star anise and stuff in, but that's too fragrant for me. So I just think like salt, sugar, a little bit of hot water, and then just loads of vinegar. And then my favorite thing to make is shishuka from Store Cupboard Ingredients. And I think again, like people can just really make it their own. Like I'm not a big fan of spice. I'd love to be, but sadly, I don't know, my northern tongue just can't handle it. But I feel like I've really perfected that, and that's just like, again, adding feta, having pita bread.
It's really good. Feta also lasts a long, really long time. So if you're kind of limited with how often you can shop, if you get loads of packets of feta, they'll last forever. I was saying this about cabbages too. It's a good one to have in the back of the fridge.
Yeah, it's so good. And I love whipping feta with cream cheese as well. That's quite good. Fun.
And yogurt.
And then, yes, so good. And it just, again, just trying to, I don't know, elevate the lockdown, really. But I think just one more thing about feta. I was really scared to, because I'd marinated feta, but I find when you marinate it, I don't know, like the oil too rich, like I should have got a lighter oil. But all I've been doing to like preserve it is just put it in water with loads of salt. It's absolutely fine. I think I'm definitely being braver with like trying not to waste anything and just like trying everything out, and it's working out. Whereas before I might have been like, oh, what is that feta off? Is this preserving water like quite right? And I'm just like, just try it.
People, we're not as lazy, I guess, with what's in the kitchen.
Yeah, because it just feels like such a luxury.
Yeah, and I'm eating like a king. I feel like I'm putting more effort into my food than ever, because a meal time is like an event. It's kind of the one of the three events of the day. So it's got to be
absolutely
energy into it. What about things that you're missing? Is there anything kind of, I mean, I was thinking about food. It could be like some sort of routine or something that you're kind of missing in lockdown.
Yeah, I definitely am missing time to myself, which I know, I don't know, it sounds really awful because I know there's lots of people who are isolated by themselves and I know it must be really lonely. but I'm definitely the opposite end of the spectrum where I just feel like I can't think. My favourite thing to do is, like, if I have an errand or something, like supermarket shop, I'll just sit in the car park in the car for half an hour.
You're 20 minutes of bliss in the stories. No, but I kind of love that. I mean, that, I'm sure there are more mums than we think who that's the kind of, like, chill out time, really, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm really looking forward to that and just being able to kind of work with my workmate Emily again and just bounce ideas off her. Yeah. There's a lot of, like, questioning and self-doubt when I'm back working on my own again. She's at home homeschooling her children, so she's kind of, you know, out of action, yeah, even kind of remotely as well. And I think just, I don't know, like me and my husband have said our lives are quite quiet anyway, like, we don't see that many people, mm-hmm, kind of week to week because of where we live, but I definitely miss just, like, having the choices. Yeah. Like, I just cannot wait to go to a restaurant again. I just cannot wait.
Where's the first restaurant that you're gonna go to, or first thing you're gonna eat?
Well, so it depends on how, like, the government unlock the country.
Okay.
If they're just like, you've got to stay local, there's a place called the Cheese Society near me, and it's absolutely incredible. There's also a place in Lincoln called Kine as well. It's just, like, really nice small plates. And I just keep thinking about their burrata. Yeah, literally having burrata, like, a moment.
So
but if I can get out of Lincoln, I'm going to go straight to Margate. And I've not been able to stop thinking about Angela's in Margate. And they've got, okay, a sister restaurant called Dory's. And they just do seafood in, like, the best way. So we'll probably start off with some oysters and then, like, a prawn cocktail. So, and I just, their food's incredible. And then I was also daydreaming about Bottega Carrizo in Margate, which is an Italian, which just makes the best pasta I've ever had.
I've not been to Margate. I need to go to Margate. I'm a big Tracy Emin fan as well. I've been to Ramsgate.
Oh, yeah, very different though. Like, I feel like the best restaurants are in Margate.
Okay, I got some good kind of, like, bric-a-brac. Got a couple of weird vases. I got some vintage glasses from kind of in random sheds and stuff. People kind of opening their back sheds and then selling stuff. I did quite a lot of that. Yeah,
I know what you mean. Yeah. So I'm just dreaming of the seaside, like oysters and. There's a place on Margate Seafront called Manning's Seafood. Yeah, just Manning's Seafood. And I just want some seafood.
I need to write all this down. I need to get all the Margate tips. And what about your ideal isolation, mate? If you could be in isolation, maybe in that 20 minutes in the car, if you could be with someone just for that time, just you and them, who would you be with?
I thought about this and I don't think I'd want to be with anybody else because it's a great idea on paper, isn't it? Being, yeah, like, oh, I'd really love to be, like, shacked up with Tom Hardy. Not that Tom Hardy would be my choice, but then, like, you find out he's got, like, really annoying quirks when you're watching, yeah, the telly and you're like, oh my God, Tom, you're driving me mad. So I think the only other people that I would want to be isolated with is my parents, and I keep daydreaming of leaving my husband and my daughter and just going to live back with my parents.
Well, that's lovely.
My friends just up the road, and my mum's already doing my washing for us because our washing machine's broken, so we have to, like, do
convenient.
I know. Mum's like, are you sure it's still broken? So we do, like, drop offs of our washing. But I'm sure they would get on my nerves after about an hour, but I just want to just go back there and they've got a dishwasher and just not, yeah, think about being an adult.
I was just gonna say, it's also you always revert, it's almost like a backwards fairy tale. Whenever I go home to kind of my family, I become like a 5-year-old again. I think there's something about being at your parents' house that kind of allows you to do that, which you just clear also when you have a kid, you've got to be kind of, like, in control, which you don't.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I don't think I would select anyone because I was just trying to I was trying to think of people and I was like, would they get on my nerves? Yeah, they probably would. Yeah, so I think I would just go and isolate with my mum and dad.
Do you think that you'll take anything kind of, like, any positives from this time, trying to keep it upbeat? Like, have you kind of learned new practices or found new things that you kind of are working for you that you'll take post lockdown?
Yeah, I just think the appreciation for all the small things, like, we, you know, I try and do that anyway, but, like, just like we were talking about, savouring the last of every single ingredient and trying to be resourceful with, like, kind of what you've got. You know, I am in a really privileged position to be able to kind of do the big shop and get the food that I need. But it's just, like, really thinking about, like, what we're going to eat and, like, what we're doing with those ingredients and just slowing down. I definitely feel like the pace that we were living at before, we weren't stopping to think about anything. It was just kind of go, 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 go. And this has definitely made me kind of stop and kind of think, like tonight, for example, I can make an occasion of something. We're going to have the guac and the chips and the margaritas
and cake and quesadillas,
you know, and actually just like take time. Whereas if it was a normal Friday night, we probably wouldn't do that. But we're like, right, how can we differentiate the weekend from the weekday? And I think we'll definitely kind of continue that like long after this is finished.
I think when you're freelance, especially when you do like what you do, where a lot of you're sharing a lot of what you're doing as well, so you're sort of switched off, but you're kind of not, and there is joy in sharing all of that, but it's kind of like you're making it, it's for you, like you're doing this for you to make it a special night for you. It's not like everything is sort of attached to kind of a work thing or something that you can kind of like expose. It's making it separate, and like I guess it's like making a moment of it, really, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like we've definitely been doing more of that. And at the weekends, just like not doing anything, which is just kind of like even just being in our pajamas till three. I'm like,
oh, nice.
Does it really matter? Yeah. You know, I don't know. It's just really made me slow down, which I have really enjoyed.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Definitely. My last question was just if you had any tips for keeping toddlers entertained, what would be your top tip?
I mean, if anybody knows the answer, please let me know. help. Yeah, I mean, she's incredible, and she makes me laugh so much. But I just feel like some days she's really entertained and other days anything that we do with her, she's like, no, not for me. But we've definitely been just allowing her to be messier. I don't know, like before it was kind of like craft is for nursery, whereas we've like loved actually all that messy stuff that normally I wouldn't even touch with a barge pole. So that's been really, really lovely. And what like weird stuff she's really been enjoying, like playing with my hair clips and necklaces, and I've actually had to untangle them all, and now she's not allowed to play with them, but for like a couple of days that solidly kept her entertained. Like I just and worked for like an hour and she was just sat playing with earrings. So generally just give them things that they can't play with.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I wish I had the oracle on that one. Some days we give her too much TV, other days we don't give her enough TV, you know. Yeah. It's just trying to figure it all out, but I don't think she knows what she wants one day to the next, so it's just literally taking it hour by hour.
Well, I think all you can do really is do what you can do. That's what I keep saying. People are like, what's your kind of quote for kind of how to get through it? And I'm like, you can only really do what you can do, you know. There are no rules. We're all kind of like recalibrating our day-to-day and rules, so it's sort of just figuring out as you go along as well.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, one day it can work beautifully and you'll have like a really lovely day, and then the next day there's so many variables, like your mood, your husband's mood, your toddler's mood,
the Wi-Fi,
like so many things, and then you're just like, this isn't like yesterday, but we've done everything the same, like what's happening? And it's just being gentle on yourself and just being like, tomorrow is a new day.
Yeah, I love it. Well, thank you so much, Charlotte. That was fantastic. I can't
Thanks
wait.
For having me.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming on. I'm looking forward to cheersing in the real world. Oh. Thank you so much.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.